弟兄姐妹，我们大家起立，我们一起来向我们的神来祷告。我们在天上父，我们感谢你。你给我们这么好的天气，让我们能够毫无阻拦地来到你的面前。但是有时候我们还是寻找许多借口，我们啊不愿意来到你面前。但是你自己的圣灵的催逼，使我们能够成形，能够以一颗啊欢喜快乐心来到你的面前。因此，我们献上我们的感谢。既然你说来到你面前的人是要用心灵与诚实来敬拜你，就求你在这个时候赐给我们一颗诚实的心，一颗敬畏你的心。那我们来到你面前，我们能够得着从你上头来的福气，而不是从你上头来的啊咒诅。因为我们生怕不按照你的旨意，主，我们会挪动你的愤怒。因此，我们是用欢喜快乐，但又敬畏的心，进到你的殿中。
So we enter your temple with joy, also fear the Lord.
在这时候，求你按照你自己的圣灵运行在我们当中，来提醒我们，来鉴察我们。
So through the Holy Spirit working in our heart, we search our heart.
看在我们里面还有什么恶的没有
？To see anything we are doing wrong to you.
让我们每一个进到你面前来的人，我们能够得着你自己圣灵的光照。
So that everyone present before you can the Holy Spirit can be shine upon you, shine upon everyone.
以至于我们从你那边来的喜乐是真正的喜乐。
So that everyone has true joy from you.
是没有带着忧愁的喜乐。
Joy inside worry.
因为我们知道你自己愿意来赦免我们一切的罪过。
Because we know you are willing to forgive all our sin.
只要我们承认我们是得罪你的人。
If we acknowledge we sin against others.
我们在天上父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们今天也要借着圣餐来纪念你。
Through the Holy Communion.
纪念你在世的时候是如何的为我们来啊忍受一切的痛苦。
In remembering of our Lord Jesus who suffered for us.
而且最后你还为我们走上十字架的道路，受死钉在十字架上面。
And finally, you nailed upon the cross to die for everyone.
我们就知道你所成就的工作，让我们今天能够进到你的面前来。
So we know the work in which that we can present, we can call to your presence.
你的身体为我们剥开。
Your body was broken for everyone.
你的血为我们流出。
Your blood is shed for us.
因为你不看我们是罪人，流离失散。如同没有牧人一般。
You have the mercy on everyone because we are sinners, we are like a sheep, go astray everywhere.
因为你定义要来拯救我们，所以你在十字架上面牺牲了自己。
Because you have your will to save us.
我们感谢你。
Thank you.
我们感谢你为我们成就了一切。
Thank you. You.Please, everyone, everything for us.
当我们今天来领受你自己的杯，你自己的身体的时候，你自己的血，你自己的身体的时候，
This morning we participate to partake your bread, your cup.
那我们没有把它当作随便。
We are not take for granted.
乃是凭着感恩与敬畏的心进到你面前。让我们的灵与你的灵能够在上帝的见证与圣灵的带领底下有一个美好的交通。我们感谢你。
Thank you.
求你悦纳我们今天对你的敬拜。
Please accept our service this morning.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray the Lord, our name, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 大家请坐。现在我们来请诗班到前面来献诗。今天这次题目是他是世界光 He is the light of the world
我的灵光
现在我们开今天要分到经文，在哥林多前书第十二章第四节到第六节，还有十二节到第二十七节。Let us open the scripture for today's sermon lesson, taken from the First Corinthians chapter 12.
On the contrary, both parts of the body, such seems to be weaker
Example, and the part that we think are less honorable are treated with special honor, and the part that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable part needs no special treatment, for the God has combined the member of the body and has given greater honor to the part that lacks it, so that there shall be no division in the body, but that each part should have equal concern for every of each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part enjoys with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. 好，我们现在我们请陈传道来接着讲我们圣道。
弟兄姐妹，大家平安。那个奉传弟兄会为我做翻译啊。我想大家如果看到我们今天的这个主题啊，会觉得很奇怪啊，为什么兔子会在一个游泳队里面哈？
Maybe you will be feel very strange. Why the rabbit are on the swimming team?
啊，当我看到这样一个故事的时候，我就觉得。很有趣啊，是值得我们来思考。
It's so interesting when I read this story. We can think about it together.
因为它实在是跟我们基督徒在教会的生活是有直接的关系。
It's so directly connected to our life in church.
其实这个故事里面不只有兔子。
It's not only about the rabbit.
它有四只啊，或者说四种不同的动物。
Indeed, there are four kinds of animal.
第一当然是兔子了。
The first is the rabbit.
第二是松鼠。
The second is the squirrel.
第三是一只鸭子。
The third is the duck.
第四呢是一只老鹰。
The fourth is the eagle.
你看到这四个动物，它们呢彼此之间是很好的朋友。
You see, those four animals, they are good friends among each other.
他们本来相处得非常愉快。
They are good friends. They are working very, very happily.
但是他们有一天，他们决定要做一件非常重要的事情。
But one day, they decide to do something important.
他说，我们各有神通，各有本能。
We have so many talents.
所以我们可以一起来完成一件非常重要的事情。
So we can finish something, we can achieve something important.
但是我们彼此之间应该要来训练啊，来看怎么样的来彼此同工。
But how can we train each other? How can we work together?
所以他们就坐下来商量，然后开会。
So they sit down, they have discussion, they meeting.
他们做出一个不太高明的决议。
So they have something, yet it's not very very wise.
Not wise decision. 所以他们就说：“好，我们既然要一起同工呢，我们彼此之间要能够认识对方啊、到底啊、在做什么。”
Since we want to work together, we want to know others what others are doing.
所以我们要一起来训练。
So we want to train together.
他说：“好，我们呢每一个人都要知道啊、怎样的来跑。”
So everyone.To train, to how to running,
也要知道怎样来爬树
，and how to train, how to climb the tree,
也要知道怎么来游泳
，and how to swimming,
甚至我们还要知道每一个人都要会飞
，and everyone need to train how to fly.
哇，这大家就听起来这个计划好像非常的兴奋哈。
So the story, the proposal looks like very excited.
因为不是只有我做知道怎么做我自己的事情而已。
We are not only doing our parts.
我还可以做我做不到的事情。
I can do something I cannot do.
我希望经过这个训练，我们每个人都变成好像这个 Superman 一样。
Through training, everyone will become a Superman.
所以他们就非常的高兴，他们又请了一个教练来。
So they are so excited. They hire some instructor here to train.
所以他们第一课是什么呢
？So the first class.
第一课他们要学习的是这个来这个跑步。
The first class, they want to learn how to running.
在这跑步当中呢，他们当然每一个人都要跑了。
So, everyone need to run.
这个松鼠他说 我其实也跑得很快啊。
Squirrel say, I can run in pretty well.
所以他就哇跑得很快，可是呢，兔子在旁边就觉得，哎呀，这算不了什么。
The squirrel can run in fast, but the rabbit say that nothing compared to.
哦，那一下就超过他了。
The rabbit suddenly he can take over very fast.
而且还啊，反过来跟他这个啊吐吐啊他的舌头就哎慢慢来。
The rabbit say, hey, hold on, just slow down, yeah.
可是呢，在他们两个在竞争的时候呢，这只鸭子就有一点困难了。
While the rabbit and the squirrel they are compete each other,
我们知道鸭子走起路来是颠颠倒倒的。
But the duck has some trouble because
就有点跟不上。
The duck cannot catch up.
很辛苦。
Very difficult for the duck.
那这只老鹰呢？
How about the eagle?
老鹰飞起来那是很快的。
The eagle is fly very fast.
可是要它一步一步的走，那就不容易了。
But it's not easy for the eagle to step by step to walk.
虽然比鸭子快一点点。
Probably a little bit faster than the duck.
不能够跟这个兔子比。
But cannot compete.
也不能够跟这只松鼠比。
And also cannot compete to the squirrel.
当他们又来到这个游泳课的时候。
The second class, they are is a swimming class.
哇，这只鸭子就如鱼得水了。
Another duck is doing the best.
哎呀，刚刚我被你们这个奚落一番哈。
I was mocked by you before.
我真的是很困难。后来这虽然你们很耐心的在终点等我。
Since you are wait for me patiently before.
可是呢，我实在是觉得很不好意思。
I feel bad about myself.
现在不一样了。
But now it's different story.
啊，那教练说，那前面你看到有一丛啊树丛啊，看谁最快能够游到那里。
The trainer say, oh, there's a bush over there. See who can swim in over there the first.
哦，鸭子开始的时候是非常的啊，想说刚刚这样子哈，现在一定要第一名到，所以哇，这个跑得很快啊，游泳游得很快。
The duck is so eager try to get the first point.
但是他看到那是松鼠，根本就不敢下水。
But he see that the squirrel, he cannot even get down to the water.
看到那只老鹰，它是半飞半浮的在那个水面上，在那个地方挣扎。
And the eagle also struggle on the surface.
那兔子更不用讲。
那没人信的 rabbit.
兔子在那个那河边，根本就是跟这只松鼠是一样的。两个人在那个地方观望。
The rabbit cannot bear to get into the water.
所以鸭子就想说啊，慢慢来了啊。
So the duck say, why don't you take easy?
最后这个在教练的这个催促底下
，the instructor push everyone hard.
大家都到了那个地方。
So everyone the swimming over there.
可是呢，有些已经全身都湿透了。
But many others is all the whole body is wet.
有些像兔子差一点淹死在这个水里面。
But the rabbit almost died in the water.
当这样的第二个课程过去的时候，我们到了这个啊要爬树的时候。
When the second class over, they want the third one is the climbing the tree.
这爬树有个规定。
Yes, one rule.
那一定要从下面往上爬的。
They need to start from ground up.
不是从上往下了。
It's not from the top down.
所以这个松鼠对松鼠来讲那是很快的啊，它马上就到了树顶，在那地方等它们。
It's very easy for the squirrel to climb to the tree.
那鸭子真是毫无办法。
But the duck is nothing to do for the duck.
就那只老鹰一下就飞到那个树梢上面去了。
But the eagle can fly to the top in a second.
那个教练说，你犯规了，你犯规了，重来哈。
The instructor said, "That doesn't count. You need to
climb. 你要从下面往上爬的。
You need to climb the tree."
哦，对他来讲很辛苦。
The eagle cannot do it.
哦，那我想，当他们每一个人都真的是彼此帮助，很辛苦的爬到那个树梢的时候
，So everyone help each other. They can climb all the way up to the tree.
他们已经是啊。真是精疲力尽。
They are very tired.
最后一个项目是什么
？What's the last item?
啊，飞了啊
，fly.
那飞的时候呢？那教练说，不是往下爬啊，从下往上爬了。
Now the instructor say it's not from the bottom up.
那高高的地方有一块石头哈。
You see, there's a rock at the high point.
每一个人在。你最快的时间内能够 到那个石头上面去集合。
See how fast we can reach that rock, that we can join together there.
啊，那老鹰就高兴不得了啊。
The eagle is so happy. Now it's his turn.
终于我的时间到了。Yeah. 下一下就会上去了。
So eagle can fly over there just in second.
可他看到实在是不行，他说要一起到那里啊。那个教练是这样讲的。
But the instructor said they need to go over there together.
所以他只好回来一个一个的帮助他们啊，把他们抓上去了。
So eagle need to come back and to help each one to go over there.
其他的三个动物真的都不知道怎么飞啊。
Because the other three animals they don't know how to fly.
他们可能在要上课之前，他们用了很多的工具啊，来帮助他们。啊、
Before class, they equipped so many tools.
啊，尤其是那个鸭子
，especially duck.
他说他的祖先应该可以飞的。
Their ancestors probably they can fly.
怎么现在他飞不起来了呢
？But now he cannot fly at all.
最后他还是放弃了啊。
So the duck give up.
那这个故事是告诉我们什么呢
？What's the teaching of the story?
故事当然告诉我们，我们每一个人都有一个。啊，一个很重要，或者说啊，本能啊，应该可以啊，发挥的非常的好的一个本能。
The story talk about everyone has his own capability.
但是，当我们要去啊做一些不是我们本能的事情的时候，我们真的是很辛苦。
But if you want to do something we are not good at, it's so difficult to us.
那当我们看到这个故事的时候，我们就觉得是啊，我们要找出我们的本能是什么。
So we need to think about what is our strength.
啊，我们在教会里面服事也是一样。
Not the same when we serve in church.
当我们看到我们的啊弟兄姐妹们啊，我们在一起服事的时候，我们可以看到有许多的人，他们有不同的恩赐。
When you see all the so many brothers and sisters serve in the church together, everyone has his own gifts.
但是如果我们不是从这个角度来看，我们只有看到说为什么我可以做得到，而他做不到的时候。
But if we don't think about from this point.We complain why I can do but other cannot do.
那我想我们就很难成为一个 team 哈，一个队里面的一起来服事。
So it's so difficult to become the team player.
所以保罗他在初期教会的时候，他已经看到这样的一个问题。
So the Paul in the early church he see this point.
所以他刚刚啊。这个啊，丰传弟兄也借着哥林多前书的第十二章的经文也读过之后，让我们看到
The scripture we just read from the First Corinthians chapter 12，
在保罗在第十二节的地方的时候，他就讲到啊一句话是非常重要的。
On verse 12，
他就说身子是一个
，the body is a unit，
但是有许多的肢体
，so it is made up of many parts。
所以这个组里面是只有一个组，一个队。
So in Christ, there's only one team, only one Lord.
但是他们有四只不同的动物。
But in the team, there are four different animals.
所以当他们要一起工作的时候，他们一定要彼此认识彼此对方的一个啊能力在哪里。
While they want to work together, they need to know, understand each other's capability.
所以他们开会的时候，我想前半部是很好的。
In the meeting, in the beginning, it's good.
因为当他们这样子的去训练的时候，他们知道自己的长处在哪里。
In the field training, they know everyone's strength.
但是他们更知道自己的短处在哪里。
But the most important, they know everyone's weakness.
所以保罗就讲说，我们是同一个身体。
So Paul saying, we are belong to one body.
但是有许多的肢体。
But there are many parts.
好，所以呢，当我们在教会里面，我们如果想到说。哦，这个教会里面我什么都可以做的话
，So in the church, if we know, if we think about, we can do everything.
你就觉得你别人你都不需要，因为大家都要跟我一样，什么都可以做。
Maybe you fear, we don't need someone else, just myself can do everything.
当我星期五晚上我知道我们的那个啊水槽坏掉了啊。
In the Friday night, when I know that the thing was broken.
那我们在查经的时候啊，最后一个姐妹就说，怎么办呢？我们星期天要煮饭，因为就刚好轮到她煮饭哈。那你大家知道是谁哈
？The sister so worried about there's trouble. She need to prepare the lunch.
那我们还能不能煮饭了？没有水槽不能用，怎么办呢？
When the thing is broken, then what are we going to do?
那我就想说，呀，是啊，我们星期天没有饭吃啊，啊。
I also worry about we don't have lunch to eat.
所以昨天我就打了电话给 TC 哈。
So I called TC yesterday.
我是很想帮助，可是说老实话，我对这个马达的事情我是一窍不通。
I'm eager to help, but I don't know anything about the motor.
啊，电脑我还可以啊。
I know a little bit about the computer.
所以我就啊打电话给啊 TC， TC 不在，我就留话哈。
So I then message to TC.
那我们昨天我们啊开了长途的车到啊罗德 Island 啊，就是啊这个啊罗德岛去看啊去看我的侄女。
I drive a long drive to the Rhode Island to see my niece.
因为她啊最近她得到这个肺炎，然后很严重。
哦。
啊，那医生切开她的肋骨啊两根肋骨啊，然后想要把那个水啊吸出来。
Oh, the trouble is my niece had the very bad the cancer. So the doctor just had some operation.
不是 cancer， 是啊。
Oh, I'm sorry.
啊，花炎，花炎。
I'm sorry. It's lung the pneumonia.
所以呢，啊，很严重。结果啊，水还是没办法抽干净的时候，已经发现那个整个他的有一片的肺已经全部模糊掉了。
哦，说 severe， 说 the lung， the part of the lung already damaged。
所以他们决定一定要把那个啊那一片肺一定要啊把它啊割掉。
哦，说 decide need to take part of the lung out。
他才啊大学二年级。
哦 ，she only the sophomore。
而且刚好要面对这个 final 的啊，就是这个期末考的时候。
And also the final term is coming。
那啊，所以呢啊，后来当然这个长话短说啊，他啊可以讲说是捡回了一条小命哈。
So in short, she there's no the immediate life threatened.
那这个我们在电话里面啊通话之后，我们知道他现在已经比较好了，然后今天就要出院了，所以我们就想说他啊在出院之前一定要去看他一下。
So in the telephone conversation, we know she's better. She want to go home, so want to see her before the in the hospital.
我也希望能够啊在他的啊啊床前为他祷告。
I also wish I can. I also want to pray. In the bed.
所以呢，当我们匆匆的去，匆匆的回来，在回来的这个路当中，我还在想说那个水槽到底修好了没有哈？
In the so rush in the journal, I still thinking about whether the thing have been fixed or not.
所以我就打电话给 TC 说啊，我下午已经去啊换了一个马达了哈。
So I called TC said.He already replaced a new motor inside.
可是怎么样修理我还是不太会哈，我已经打电话给少弟兄了哈。
But I don't know exactly how he fixed, so I called the 少弟兄。
少弟兄或许星期天他会把工具带来，能够把它修好。
Maybe the 少弟兄 also can do some help to win some tool, to some repair.
所以在这件事情上，我们有四个人哈。
So in this team we have four brothers.
啊，我们有。不同的啊长处哈，我们有不同的长处哈。
We have different skill，
但是我们有更多的短处，对不对
？We have everyone and also other thing we don't know how to do。
好，我们要煮饭的姐妹，她只知道她饭，她很有恩赐，她煮饭给我们吃，所以呢，她想说啊，我不能煮饭了怎么办？
啊 ，Our sister she need to prepare the lunch. She saw she don't know how to do about the thing。
因为他可能不知道怎么修马达，他也不知道怎么去换马达哈、哦。他可能啊、他也是在那地方啊着急啊、哦。那
啊、our sister so worried about the prepare the lunch. So but she doesn't know how to repair that thing at all.
那我呢是更什么都不会啊，我也不会煮饭，也不会修马达，可是我会干着急。
For myself, I don't know either the cooking, I don't know the repair. The only thing I can do is just worry.
TC 弟兄呢，他会换马达。
TC he can replace a new motor.
可是他可能不太会修马达哈。
But probably he cannot the do the whole thing.
可能会啦，我只是假设他不会，因为他先把它换过来了哈。
Just assume some parts he still don't know.
而我们的少弟兄他可能会修马达，因为我们还不知道，我等一下去看看他修好了没有。
Our brother Sal probably he can repair the motor.
所以你看，我们有四个人，同样一件事情，我们同工，听说现在已经可以用了哈、哦。我相信，Ada是不是好了？啊、哦，已经好了。
So you see, we had four team members work together.
但是我们
not working 呢，
都有一颗心，就是这样，要把这件事情做好。
We had one same goal. We want to finish this up.
所以这是很重要的一个。
This is very important.
一个态度。
Important attitude.
所以接下来保罗就怎么讲呢？ So, 他说我们的肢体的功能哈、哦，我们肢体，我刚才讲说是我们同样一个肢体，再来就是说我们的肢体呢是有各种不同的功能。
The next the pose they are different the functionality.
没有说哪一个比较重要，哪一个比较不重要。
But they are all very important. There's no difference.
有一天在我小时候，我听到一个很有趣的故事。
When I was young, I remember there's a very interesting.
我不知道你们听过没
有。I don't know whether you heard about it before.
是我们牧师跟我们讲的。
It's told by the pastor.
他说有一天这个鼻子跟眼睛的对话。
One day there's a dialogue between the ear and the eyes.
眼睛说我是全身最重要的器官。
The eye say I'm the most important organ, in the body.
因为如果没有眼睛的话呢，你们什么都看不到。
If no eyes, you can see nothing.
你全身就是黑暗的哈、哦。圣经讲说，没有眼睛这样，我们全身都黑暗了。
所以
黑暗是很大。
So you're all dark. If there's no eyes, you'll be everything dark.
所以这眼睛就是它的地方。高唱眼睛万岁啊，眼睛第一这样的一个论调。
So the eye say he's the most important.
那这个鼻子哈、他想想，我真的是没什么太大长处哈、我只会闻东西。
And the nose say this probably he don't have any important function. He just can smell.
好像你不会闻东西，好像也没什么太大的事情哈、这个就是少掉一种的感觉而已。
Maybe it's not so important if you cannot smell.
所以他在听到这眼睛在那边大呼小叫他的伟大的时候。
So while he listened, the eyes saw the proclaim is so important.
他就发现这个有这一对眼睛的这个人呢，他突然间把他的眼镜这样一压，他鼻子他觉得，怎么有一个重量在我的上面？
So the guy, he saw the eye so important. Suddenly he just said, "Why push his glasses?"
他就想到，哇，这对眼睛有这个重严重的近视1000度啊。
Oh, because his eye is so sighted.
所以他的眼镜架在鼻子上面。
So his glasses is held by the nose.
所以他就跟那个眼睛讲了。
So he speak to the eyes.
他说：“你如果这么伟大，请你把你架在我鼻子上面的眼镜拿掉。
”You are so great. Why don't you take your glasses off for me?、Yeah?
我看看你能够看到什么。
Then see what can you see?
他可能走一走路，可能会撞到东西，对不对
？So he cannot see at all.
就眼镜。这眼睛呢，他也不甘示弱，他就讲。
So the eyes still not, he also want to say something, yeah.
他说：“好啊，你把它拿掉看看呢、啊。
”Okay, why don't you take the glasses off?
我如果看不到的时候，我撞到第一个就撞到鼻子。
Well, if I cannot see, then the first part I hit is nose.
所以他们两个在那个争吵不休，其实
说的啊 ，argue each other.
他们其实是互相依靠的哈。
But they actually indeed they are depend each other.
所以这个肢体的功用虽然有分别
，even though every part has difference.
当然我不是说鼻子的功用只有架眼镜哈。
I don't mean the functionality of the nose is only smell.
其实我们鼻子的功用也不只是只有闻东西哈。
It's not only the smell something.
其实我们还有对这个湿度的这种的感觉
啊。Actually, the sense of the sense of humidity.
所以是我们的身体的这个 air conditioner.
So it's the equipment to the
就是冷气机啊，或者是空调啊，空气调节机。
is equivalent to the air conditioning for the body.
所以有人说，如果你要用人工的方式来做一个像人这样的有这样功能的鼻子。
So somebody say you want to have a man-made the function like a nose.
那个机器大概要这个房间的十倍这么大。
You know, we talk about the 10 times this the size of this church.
才能够真正做到我们这个小小的一个鼻子能够做到的功能。
So in order to have the same capability of our nose.
所以不要小看我们身体的某一个部分。
So don't look down every small part.
尤其是我们彼此之间不应该互相的小看。
Everyone cannot look down each other.
所以我们呢，既然是功用原有分别，而且不分高低的时候，圣经就告诉我们什么呢？
Even though there are different kind of work, there's no distinguish between each other.
第十五节说
，The verse 15.
若脚说我不是手，所以就不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。
The first thing say, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body.
第十六节说，若耳说我不是眼，所以就不属乎身子，怎样？他也不能够因此就不属乎身子。
And another one is verse 16, and the ear should say, because I'm not an eyes, I do not belong to the body. You should not for that reason cease to be part of the body.
所以你不能说，我在这个教会好像没有功用，所以我就不属于这个教会。不是这样子。
You also cannot say I do not do anything in church, so I do not belong to the church. You cannot say that.
因为你还没有找出你的功用。
It's because you haven't found the work for you to do.
同样的，你也不能说，因为我在教会里面我做了一些事情，所以别人可以不需要。
You also cannot say because I do something, then other is not necessary, is not needed.
因为第十七节怎么讲呢？
What about the verse 17 say?
他说：若全身都是眼，从哪里听见呢？
If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be?
他说：“全身若都是耳朵，从哪里能够闻味呢
？”If the whole body were an eyes, where would the sense of the smell be？
所以，在第十八节，一句非常重要的话。
So there's important, very important verse on verse 18.
他说：“但如今神随自己的意思
，But in fact God had arranged the parts of the body，
把肢体，把我们各个不同的肢体呢，安排在这个身上。这个身上是什么？”就是教会。
So everyone of them to be is part of the church.
所以我们教会里面呢，我们有各种不同的啊恩赐的人，那是没有关系。
So in the church, it's okay to have the different the brother sister have different kind of the gift.
不应该成我们互相排斥的原因。
It's not the reason that we exclude each other.
反而是应该我们彼此来讲欣赏来同工的一个原因。
Yet that is the most important. Everyone can appreciate each other, and we can work together.
再来，保罗告诉我们一件事实。
And another truth the Paul is teaching us.
教会里面在22节说，不但如此，身体的肢体，人以为软弱了，更是不可少的。
What does the verse 22 say? On the contrast.Those parts of the body that seems to be weak are indispensable.
继续在二三节说，身上的肢体我们看为不体面的，越发交给他体面；不俊美的，越发要得着俊美。
Continue to the verse 23rd, and the parts that are we thinking are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty.
他说，我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰。
And the verse 24 say, the presentable parts need no special treatment.
但神配搭这个身子呢，把加倍的体面给那些缺欠的肢体。
But God had combined the member of the body that had given greater honor to the parts that lacks it.
我今天本来要画一个图，可是因为昨天从那个罗伦艾伦回来太晚了，所以我没有办法把那图画出来。
I was thinking to draw another picture, but I couldn't do it because of too late to come home.
大家如果用过那个老式的那个木桶
If everyone had used the old style that kind of board,
那个桶子是有很多的木片这样子这样子合起来的，对不对
？That container was made up of the small pieces of the wood.
那可能是这个做的人呢，他 他在做的时候，他一定是拿这个长短不同的这木片啊，然后把它合在一起。
那 the carpenter probably using a different size, and then they can combine together.
然后做完之后，再用可能用锯子从上面给它锯掉，然后就上面就很啊很整齐的。
So, before the finish, they using the saw to cut it off, then it looks like a very the same size.
可能呐、啊，这是我的啊猜想。
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
可是当他还没有锯掉那个上面的那个时候呢？
Before he cut the upper part.
有高有低。
There's a different size.
那我问你，你那个水能够钻到多高呢
？Do you know how high the water where's the water mark?
一定是那最低的那个木头那么高而已，是不是？
You know the water only can reach the lowest part.
你从啊、中间可能有一只蛮高的啊。
In the middle, probably there's one piece is taller than others.
或者说我们说全部都很高，就一只是蛮啊蛮低的。
If the every part is so tall, but only one piece is short.
那个水还是要从那个地方流出去。
Yet the water is leak out from that short part.
所以在这地方我们看到一个事实。
So we can see one fact.
一个教会或是一个人的身体都有一些他软弱的地方。
Even in the body or in the church, there's some weak point.
我们知道 Michael Jackson 是不是
？You know the person Michael Jackson.
现在他是官司缠身哈。
He saw like so many trouble.
他现在恨不得能够用他的钱把他这些事情都摆平。
Probably he's wishing he can use all his money just to get rid of this trouble.
但是很显然的，没那么容易。
But it's not easy.
如果你知道 Michael Jackson， 我不知道他从什么时候开始，最少我在二十年前大概就知道他了啊。
I don't know when you know Michael Jackson, but probably 20 years ago.
可是他现在啊、比起来跟二十年前，不只是颜色不一样哈、
啊。Now he's quite different from what he was.20 years old.
It's not just in color.
It's just in color.
还连形状都不一样。
What's a different shape?
为什么他会这样子呢
？Why is that?
其实我更喜欢二十年前的 Michael Jackson.
But I prefer what he was 20 years ago.
他的唱歌，他的跳舞，哇，那时候我是我们心目中的偶像，是不是
？His style, his singing, his dancing is our model.
可是他现在再出来唱、再出来跳的时候，我就觉得有点怪怪的。
But now it looks so ugly.
我心里面甚至于很想有稍微有点感觉，有点 evil 的那种感觉。
Yeah, I also feel something evil.
他里面好像有一种对自己的很不满足，很不满足。
I just feel probably he's so discontent himself.
我不知道为什么他有什么事情不满足的。
I don't know what he does not content.
有什么？可以自卑的。
How he can feel sad?
在美国的黑人是所有地方的黑人，啊，甚至于在这个加州的黑人，可以讲说是所有全世界黑人最有尊严的地啊的一个地方，是不是
？You know that African American actually is treated much better than everywhere else.
而且他又有钱又有名。
He had the money. He had the some honor.
他里面一定有一些的软弱的地方。
Yes, some weak in the heart.
可是他问题是他怎么看自己的软弱
？But the point is how can he see his own weakness?
他好像表面上看起来好像这圣经讲说他那个不俊美的他要怎样？要给他一个俊美啊
？Like Albert says, if the unpresentable, he want to have more honor.
他觉得颜色不好，给他白一点。
He just feel the color is not good. He just put some.
他觉得他的鼻子像这个圆圆的，他不喜欢，他喜欢很尖啊，很俊的样子。
Probably he said he think about the shape of the nose is not a good shape, so he want to do something better.
所以我们看到，我们人都会去补我们身体上的缺陷。
So in order, ourselves want to repair whatever is not.
我们教会里面也是一样。
The same thing in the church.
所以我们要软弱自己，我们彼此照顾，使他能够正常的活动啊。
So we need to take care of each other, not weak body, then everyone can function well.
才不会我们 加更多力量之后，我们这样发现全部都啊，全部都流掉了，就像那个水桶一样。
So we don't want to like something the difficulty coming like all the like similar to the water leak out from the weak point.
所以我们在这个里面，我们看到一件非常重要的事情：教会，教会是什么？
So we can see very important point. What is the church?
其实教会不只是我们这四面墙的这个建筑物。
The church is not only the like outside the appearing the building.
这样更不只是我们在座这一群人而已。
Not only the all of our sisters who are sit here.
我们应该是教会的一部分。
We only part of the church.
因为有一天我们到的天上，我们要参加那个啊，这宇宙性的教会，啊。
In someday when we go to heaven, we want to participate that the church in Christ.
但是我们的软弱在哪里？
But where is our weak point?
我们要彼此来帮助。
We want to help each other.
然后一起来往前走。
We can work together.
所以这一个这四个动物，他们其实有一个很好的一个开始的想法。
So for those four animals, in the beginning, they are good thinking.
他们想说，我们如果不能够一起来工作，我们不能够彼此了解的话，哦，不知道彼此到底能够做什么，我们怎么能够同工呢？
If we cannot know each other, if we know, how can we work together?
但是他们学到一个很好的功课。
But the one important lesson they learn,
在一个组里面，不见得一定要每一个人能够做所有的事情。
We know that in the law, not everyone do everything.
可是每一个人却要努力的去做自己的事情。
But everyone need to work hard for his own part.
那你的这个部分不成为那最低的那块木头。
Therefore, whatever you do is not the weak point of the church.
那神的恩典住到这个桶子里面的时候，都能够留住。
So the grace of God upon us can we can hold on together.
那这一个木头，希望不是你，希望也不是我。
So the weak point is not you, it's not me.
但我们如果我是那一块最低的木头的时候，我很希望别人能够来帮助我。
If I am this piece of the weak, I hope the other can give me strength to help me.
圣经给我们的观念就是堵住那个破口。
The church teaches us we can do have some way we can just repair that broken parts.
但最怕的是什么？
What we are worried about?
最怕是我们是到破口，我们又不愿意别人帮助，然后恩典一直从我们这边流掉。
We are so worried about if we are that broken path, then all the God's blessing is leak out for us.
我们彼此来提醒。
We remind each other.
让兔子做兔子可以做的事情。
Remind the rabbit do his best.
不用勉强它飞。
We want to force.The rabbit can fly,
但是当兔子跑很快的时候
，the friend the rabbit is running so fast,
别人跟不上的时候
，nobody can catch up.
也希望兔子能够来怎样，来帮助其他的人能够往前走。
We also hope the rabbit can help other members. They can work together.
因为兔子也要知道，你的队里面还有松鼠，还有鸭子，还有那只会飞可是走不快的老鹰。
So we also remind the rabbit that there's another member, like a duck, like the squirrel and the eagle, they cannot running fast.
从另外一角度，这个兔子。
On the other point, that the rabbit.
也要承认自己不会游泳。
He need to admit he cannot swim.
也要，如果鸭子要来帮助他的时候。
If the duck is willing to help him.
要谦虚的接受帮助。
He need to humble himself to accept the help from others.
可能鸭子可以帮助他绑一些东西在他脚上。
Maybe the duck can help him to equip on his leg.
可能人家要丢给他一个救生圈的时候，他要接受那个救生圈。
Maybe the other can throw him some like a safe guard.
这样
safe jacket.
整个队可以这样同步的往前走。
So the team they can swim together.
求神帮助我们。
We ask the God to help us.
我们能够在我们要布道会的前夕
，We hope while we are at the gospel preaching，
布道会是一个属灵的征战。
That the gospel preaching is the spiritual warfare。
我是第四代的基督徒。
I'm the fourth generation of Christian memory.
我在教会服事也超过二十年。
I served over 20 years in the church.
我非常相信一件事情。
I firmly believe
属灵的征战一定要用属灵的武器。
That the spiritual warfare need to depend on the spiritual the weapon.
最重要的两样的属灵武器是什么？
There are two most important weapons.
以弗所书第六章告诉我们，第一样武器就是圣灵的宝剑。
In the Ephesians chapter 6, the first, the most important weapon is the God's word.
第二件重要武器就是祷告。
The second important weapon is the prayer.
那我们用祷告能够来征战这个属灵的征战。
Let us the fight the spiritual warfare with the prayer.
不要用错了武器。
We are not using the wrong weapon.
你会徒劳无功。
You are doing nothing.
我们今天下午一点半还是有祷告会在这里。
The afternoon 1:30 we had the prayer meeting over here.
请你们能够来参加。
We urge everyone we can join the prayer meeting.
你要邀请的那些人，你可能还没有成功的邀请到，你可能打了几次电话，他还说不的时候。
All the friends, all the we have reminded them, we have invited them, yet they are probably they are not accepted yet.
你不要忘了，你有一个武器就是祷告。
Don't forget, we can pray for him.
不要放弃，继续做邀请。
Don't give up to continue to invite them.
把他名字给祷告会。
Bring all their name here, we can pray.
我们为你的邀请来祷告。
We pray for that invitation.
因为你的邀请就是圣灵对他的邀请。
Your invitation is the invitation for the Spirit.
那我们一起同心来服事。
Let us.Work together in one heart.
五月的七号跟八号，我们还有两场的派单张的活动。
The main 7 and 8, we're going to distribute that the flyer.
我们五月七号是在我们讲的，我不知道今天周报是不是有写，在金池，在金门啊，在我不知道中美可能也有一个地方。在那地方我们会派同工在那里，然后你能够参加他们。我不知道你们当中是不是收到我的 email 啊，我跟你们讲的这些事情。
So main 7 we're going to distribute in couple supermarket.
我们能够一起来一个福音初级来得人。
Then we can join together, we can have the get more people.
五月八号星期天下午，就是下礼拜，我们祷告会完之后两点多啊，看我们祷告到什么时候啊，我们就会到这附近的地方啊，比较中国人比较常出没的地方，我们要还是要来派第二次的单张。
Next Sunday after prayer meeting, we're going to go out together to distribute the fire.
然后我们才回家。
Before we go home,
请大家一起来啊，来啊，同心的来做这个服事。
We invite everyone. We can work together.
求神祝福他自己的话。
And we had the God bless for His own word. 接下来来看《以理书》第。